on demand.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
You're in the Recruiter's Lounge today with Jim Stroud, of course, as always. I am the host, after all, but with me also is the soon-to-be very famous, now just a little famous, but soon-to-be very famous, Dave Mendoza. How are you, Dave?
Doing good. Good to have you kept me on the side. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. I was reading this post that Jason has on the recruiting.com, and he had this question. He says, what are the benefits of the recruiting blogosphere? And when he posed that question out, you were among the first to sort of point out a lot of successes that you've had with your blog, but also in a relatively short period of time. And before I get into that, just for the benefit of those who aren't aware of you just yet, if you could just sort of introduce yourself and say a little bit about your background and what you did.
Okay, sure, not a problem. I'm the Global Strategic Tools and Sourcing Technologies Management Consultant at Freescale Semiconductor.
Okay.
And I work virtually from my home office here in Castle Rock, Colorado. And I've been there for, I guess, somewhere like coming close to a year and a half or so. And I've been recruiting for about 8 years, and have a master's in human resources management. And actually segued into recruitment by accident. I was actually involved on campus politics and such, and I was recruiting members for a group, and ended up getting a little viral and creating groups all over the entire county in the OC in California. So since then, I've been doing essentially semiconductor recruitment specifically, but also some IT recruitment. And I've been going from lead sourcer at Freescale to transitioning into more of a tactics and strategy kind of role, which I'm really enjoying right now.
Very good, very good. Now, did you have a high technical acumen before you started blogging? I mean, what really spurred your interest in blogging?
It was basically landing on recruiting.com by accident one day, and then befriending individuals like Dennis Smith and Jason Davis, and of course, you know, Shally Stickle. That's where I got a lot of my sourcing tool sets on steroids over the last 2 years or so. So basically seeing a whole other world out there aside from what we do day to day, that is basically the grind of the norm, and extending into what is more cutting edge. And I got to give a lot of credit, especially for those who haven't experienced it yet. I would really encourage everyone to go to Kennedy and ERE, because that was just a real eye-opening experience for me, in seeing how far the extent has been of what kind of influence individuals like yourself and others who are leading the way on sourcing have really develop the community. And I think Jason Davis and I were talking about it just a little bit ago today, about how it is just illuminating that these relationships we're building amongst each other, a core group, have really brought these great friendships to par, and how we're leveraging that to continue to evangelize for what we believe in.
What would you say to those recruiters who may be listening and they're perhaps intimidated? They're listening to this podcast and they say, wow, I can never do that. Or they're looking at a blog and they're saying, wow, I can never do that. But you're someone who, I guess, was not a super techno geek, but was able to get a blog going. What would you say to those recruiters who are interested, thinking about it, but just intimidated?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, another complaint is they never have the time, you know, and that was mine. I think that, for one thing, I really have observed, as I read, about the style and the type of format and improvements that are basically changing the face of a lot of our fellow bloggers who are involved in talent sourcing in general. I really got a kick out of looking at Dennis's site, because not only was it technical and branding, doing a really great job of branding their corporation.
Dennis's site, could you be more specific?
Oh, sorry, Career Builders Blog.
Okay.
Which is recruitersdumpingground.blogspot.com.
Okay.
Dennis Smith at T-Mobile, he has a few of his fellow recruiters who likewise blog at that site. And what I liked about it was the fact that it brought the corporate branding in, and it made it fun. You know, it talked about what we do as recruiters, identified us in a whole new light, aside from the used car salesman aspect, and brought to par basically people who enjoy what they do, really, really care passionately about what they do, and are willing to put themselves on the line for it. And that goes without saying about a lot of us out there who are trying to make this fun. And when it comes to answering your question, basically it's a matter of look at other blog sites. First, learn from them, learn from those posts, and gain knowledge from them, and do some additional research. But likewise, look at the format, style, and try to see what your own voice is. But when it comes to the issue about not having enough time, you've got to make time because basically, whenever there's a recession, you know, the fittest survive, as they say. And this is kind of a Darwin concept that's going to extend to having this advantage. This is a strength. Blogging is a strength, as is learning the tool sets for passive sourcing. If you have those two, you're invincible, or at least in theory, I think that you'll definitely will survive far better and fare better than those who don't have those skill sets. So it's very important for not just skill set, but career. If you want to have your career extend itself and not just survive between 8 months or 1 year unemployment, during the recessions that might come in the future, you've got to have these tool sets.
I like to say that, and also just to respond to your comment about not having enough time. I know that traditionally a lot of companies sort of slow down their recruiting around the end of their fiscal year or the end of the year. So I imagine that would be a good time for those who want to put it off, even though I would highly recommend you don't put it off, you sort of just jump out there and do it, because that's really the best way to learn. But for those who may still sort of procrastinate a bit, around the end of the year when things are slowing down for you anyway, it might be a good time to really just see what's out there and really start pushing a few baby steps out in that direction.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. And, you know, for those who want to start, I think the best first step is to ask those who've already started their own blogs, ask them what things they learned not to do.
Sure.
And there's a lot of mistakes that I did in the process. It took me about 3 months to actually get it finally online. And it was one thing, you can't depend on others to work with you on it. You have to do it on your own.
Right.
And get some good recommendations for designers, but you really have to expect that there will be a lot of missteps. But once you get there, it's an incredibly satisfying experience.
Now, if you don't mind my asking, because I know this is sort of an unasked question in the back of people's minds who may be listening to this, is blogging a very expensive endeavor? Does it cost a lot of money to do this?
I can see how it can be very expensive if you do it the wrong way, and if you, especially if you're not technical in terms of developing a site like myself, and you want someone to carry the whole package for you, that can make it incredibly expensive. I personally had a designer do the actual banner itself, separate from the one who developed the blog site itself. And if I had gone with the full package with one vendor, it could have been over $1,000. Now, while everyone's gasping at that number, I'm saying that's what I could have done, but I didn't. I simply had them design that banner for about $100, and I got a really good vendor for that, who worked with me for over 3 weeks or so in developing and refining it. And as far as a designer, that was $95.
Okay.
So I think for basically $195, I got a good package.
And it looks really sharp, too,
thank you.
By the way. Just a suggestion that I doubt Jason will mind his plug, but I know that he has an open invitation to recruiters to come and blog on recruiting.com. So if you don't want to spend the $195 and you're a recruiter and you want to be in a good position to be picked up by other people who are really happen to be on recruiting.com, send an email out to Jason or just check out the site and apply to have a blog on recruiting.com. It's a good way to start there as well, and for $0.
I think it's a fantastic way to gain that voice and get that attention and transition into where you finally find that theme that you want essentially to communicate onto your own blog once you're able to segue. But that you made a great point. Recruiting.com is the brand of choice to start from.
Definitely, definitely. So kudos to Jason. Hopefully he's listening out there.
Big kudos to Jason.
From the point that you initially launched your blog to realizing the very first benefit, how long was that? And I guess if you could sort of define the benefit itself as well.
From start point to the first.
Yeah, from the moment you decided to do a blog. Actually, let me go a little further than that. How long did it take for you to receive a response or receive some sort of benefit once you started doing your blog, going from the very first blog post to present?
That would be 7 days.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be 7 days. I started on July 24th, and I had my first presentation speaking opportunity with T-Mobile's recruitment staff nationally on the 31st.
Okay.
So that was a great opportunity. And, you know, I was really nervous the first time around, and I joked with Dennis Smith about this, that as soon as I heard that Dennis Smith was sick that day, I felt a lot more relaxed. And this is something really great, you guys. Not only are there tangible benefits like that, but there's some intangibles as well. You know, when you're telling your story to fellow recruiters and developing those friendships, one of the things that impressed upon me most, and I know I keep referring to him, but I look up to him quite a bit. I told him about I just bought a new home and relocated from Irvine, California, to Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I went for my first fishing trip, and I'm a horrible fisherman. So I went out there and wore those big baggy plastic pants and went fly fishing for the first time and caught nothing, but I love the scenery. Well, Dennis remembered that little conversation and an email exchange, and after I commented on one of his blog posts, and one of the things he sent me after that to thank me for the speaking engagement, he sent me a fisherman's cap with L. Dave on it. So those are the kind of things that last a lifetime. So that's going to stay up there on my stairway post. It's where it is now. So
very cool, very cool. Now, I know another thing that you benefited from your blog, and again, it's only a week or so old, is you're getting invitations to different places. I think Dell invited you to something?
Yes. I just got invited 2 days ago to participate in Dell's first Talent Acquisition Academy in December. And so that's very exciting opportunity there. And likewise, in the last 3 weeks or so, nearly 3 weeks now that I've been online, I've had my first direct opportunity to talk to the higher-ups at Freescale about some of the cutting-edge proposals that I've been discussing with their staffing manager of Americas, Bill Fulton. He and I have been discussing some proposals I put forth back in March, and it's been just kind of in limbo until this kind of limelight came forth, and they saw that there was a real connection here with some of the technologies we've been discussing, and I finally have a tangible example of what it is that I'm communicating about, extending that branding opportunity, and that is here we have it in corporate blogging. So I'm trying to transition from an individual blogging sense to taking those lessons and bring it to corporate and saying we need to brand not just the corporate careers, but likewise give our recruitment staff an opportunity to brand themselves as well.
Wow. So I guess I'm looking at it overall, I'm looking at branding, personal branding, thought leadership, and networking opportunities, all from blogging for a little over a week now.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I've been blogging for about 3 weeks.
3 weeks, 3 weeks, yeah.
But in terms of my first invite, it was within a week.
Okay.
And then came the opportunity with Dell, the invite to Phoenix to do my presentation on my proposals for remodeling the corporate sourcing model at Freescale. It's just been a whirlwind.
I hope this serves as inspiration for other recruiters who are listening and who hopefully now are not as intimidated about entering the blogosphere as they may have been before.
Well, and I would give the biggest plug and the best reason why, or the best benefit I've received.
Hmm.
Very few people can say they've been in a comic strip. To Jim Stroud, I have a 1-millimeter version of myself, and I am I'm a short guy, diminutive, but I have big ideas. But luckily, everyone is the same height on his comic strip. So JD and I, not the tallest people, were there, and I told Jen this a few days ago that. Nothing gave me a bigger thrill than seeing my son telling all his friends that he just made down the street and also my wife emailing us to Finland, no less. So Jim Stroud now will have an audience in Finland.
That's another benefit of a blog. You have
another
an international
benefit.
Audience.
International audience. So there you go.
Let me give one quick plug out to your blog one more time. Anyone who wants to check out Dave Mendoza's very good blog, you can check it out
at 6 degrees from Dave. That's SIXDEGRESFROMDAVE.com. I'll also have a link to it from my blog. Dave Mendoza, thank you very much for your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Hey, and I just want to say one last thing.
Please do.
You're only as strong as your friends, and I want to say that because of blogging, because of social networking relationships I developed over the last few years, that is what's made me a more effective recruiter. So for all those who are out there who think they're the best and what have you, you know, egos downplay, learn from everyone else. I only know one thing. I don't know everything. So for all recruiters, gain knowledge, seek friends, and build relationships.
Sage advice from Dave Mendoza. Thanks again for being in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Thank you. Fantastic.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. Some of the music provided tonight from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.
Radio, radio, radio talent.
Innovative audio on demand.